Good morning, New Covenant Fellowship. My name is Kim Gollings. I am the Community Outreach Director for Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County, and I am privileged to speak to you today on behalf of the Interfaith Alliance of Champaign County, as well as Habitat. For those of you who are not familiar with Habitat, our mission is seeking to put God's love into action. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, community, and hope. Our vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live. We believe that working hand in hand with Habitat homebuyers and community members, it only produces a sense of empowerment and accomplishment, which provides an environment for positive life changes. We provide a hand up, not a handout. Despite what many people believe, we do not give houses away for free. We sell them at appraised value. So what that means in our community is that many of our houses are appraised for around $110,000. So after a home buyer pays their mortgage, their insurance, and taxes, that winds up being maybe around $750, a little different for each individual family. We serve families that are willing to partner with us, can afford a mortgage, and are in need. Unfortunately, in today's day, we are still facing that home ownership is not a possibility for many in our community. It is often still out of reach. Unfortunately, out of the Caucasian population here in our community, 62% are homeowners, whereas only 26% of the Black African American population actually owns their home. And then it is even lower for Asian and for Latino. So why am I speaking to you today? Today, my ask is that New Covenant comes together with Interfaith and Habitat to build a house for a family in the upcoming year. Habitat cannot do it alone. The Interfaith Alliance is founded on shared convictions that diverse expressions of faith and spirituality enrich the fabric of our being and our community that we live in. A few reasons why partnering together is impactful is that it offers a shared value and purposes. It definitely brings us together as community when we build across faiths. Collaborating on a build unites people from diverse religious backgrounds towards that shared mission. It's a way for us to make a tangible impact, and it demonstrates unity and solidarity. In a world right now often divided by differences, working together for a good cause sends a powerful message of unity. This partnership shows that diverse faith groups can come together to address critical local issues. It also empowers local families and allows us as an individual to live out our faith in action. So what am I asking for today? Why am I here? I am asking you to be part of the Interfaith Alliance Build, which is a sponsorship ask of $60,000. I am not asking your congregation to come up with $60,000. I'm asking you to be a part of that. There's a lot of different ways we can reach that number together. Maybe it is one group raising $15,000, two raising $10,000, three at five, four at $1,000, and five at $500 to get us to that number. And whereas we absolutely do need the money to build, and that is crucial and critical, there are other ways you can also be involved. Offer a prayer, offer a blessing. Maybe it's through volunteering, signing up your group for an Interfaith Build Day on our construction site, or providing lunch for volunteers that are out there doing the work. Your congregation is always welcome to attend groundbreaking ceremonies or even our home dedications. This year we'll be building for six Habitat for Humanity families and would love for the Interfaith and your congregation to be part of that. The other good thing is, or the other way of being impactful, is just learning about individuals from diverse beliefs and building bridges across lines of faith. We always welcome more people to attend the Interfaith Alliance meeting, which is the third Thursday of every month at 12 p.m. If members of your congregation are interested in becoming first-time homebuyers, attend the Habitat for Humanity Affordable Homeowner Workshops. We have them in Home Buying and Home Ownership 101. The other thing is just to be an advocate and to speak to the importance of the housing crisis that we're in a cost-burdened community where rent and housing is not affordable for many. And this is a great way that we can offer a hand up and not a handout. I'd love to talk to you more. Please reach out for any additional questions, comments, or concerns. And I look forward to working together with each of you.